James Bond actor Daniel Craig says he goes to gay bars in order to avoid fighting. A nurse claims she was being secretly hypnotized at work to make her fart. And a restaurant in Thailand makes waves as flood dining goes viral. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. I got three weird stories, as I always do, from around the globe. Let's hit it! Daniel Craig, the actor, the James Bond actor, says he goes to gay bars in order to avoid fighting at the straight bars. It actually says straight venues. I don't know if you're supposed to use the word straight anymore. Someone told me that's an archaic term. But I'm just reading what the article says. It says straight, so don't come at me. Don't cancel me, guys. Don't. Actually, you know what? Please cancel me. Get me out of this closet. Save me from the closet. So Daniel Craig goes to gay bars. And whatever Daniel Craig does in life, I'm all ears, because this guy is such a badass. Like, I think he's just a tremendous dude. And I want to take some lessons from Daniel Craig. What does James Bond say? He says, bars. Gay bars. From his portrayal of a vulnerable Bond to his amazing dress on the red carpet, Daniel Craig has worked very hard to defy expectations of masculinity. So it came as a little surprise when the actor revealed that he likes to frequent gay bars in order to avoid the, quote, aggressive dick swinging of the hetero spaces. That's what he calls it, aggressive dick swinging. I get what he means. Certainly at these frat type bars, I don't like those. You know, just bunch of like, bunch of guys like, you know, those guys with the wraparound sunglasses and the a little Fu Manchu they're still rocking like it's 1996 and they're at an Alice in Chains concert. Here's a quote from Daniel. Well, I've been going to gay bars for as long as I can remember. One of the reasons is because I don't get into fights in gay bars that often, you know. By the way, I have a question. Who the hell is going to fight Daniel Craig? Have you seen that guy? He's ripped. Now, I know he's only 4 feet tall, but this guy's got like a 12-pack and tries and pecs. Have you seen him without a shirt on? Sexy ass man. The 53-year-old said that he started to go to gay bars when he was young because he wanted to avoid eating in a punch-up. I don't know what eating in a punch-up means. I guess that's some sort of British term for getting in a bar brawl. I'd imagine it happens quite a bit over there. You guys can't handle your alcohol over there. What the hell? Just like too much drinking going on. Everything happens at the pub. Like, can't you just not drink? Like, what is your deal? Obviously, marijuana culture hasn't seeped into you yet, but it will. You Brits, pretty soon, you'll be putting away that pint for a spliff, and then you'll be chill. You'll be so chill, and you won't be fighting anymore. Daniel Craig says getting in fights happened quite a lot in the straight venues. It also says he's married to Rachel Weisz and has been for a decade. He said when he was single, going to a gay bar was a good way to meet women. He says gay bars is a great place to go. Everybody's chill. You don't really have to sort of state your sexuality. It was okay. It was a very safe place to be, and I could meet girls there because there are a lot of girls there for exactly the same reason I was there. It was kind of an ulterior motive. That's right. A lot of women do enjoy gay bars because they don't want to be around that toxic masculinity. Those guys, sports. Now, look, I'm into sports, too. I get it. But I'm not one of these like sports. Not like that. Anyways, I'm a more of a sophisticated sports fan. Yes, I watch a sport and then I also keep track of the stats on my smartphone to make sure my fantasy teams are winning. Yes, I'm making money as the sporting event goes on. Craig made his name starring alongside Jason Isaacs in a film called Angels in America, examining AIDS and homosexualities in America in the 80s, and he's always been comfortable bending the boundaries of his sexuality. Well, I didn't know that, but hey, I'm not surprised. He seems like a guy who's very comfortable with himself. This guy's amazing, Daniel Craig. Now, I'm not trying to promote any movies. I haven't watched a James Bond movie in a very long time, and I'm probably not going to see this recent one because I don't know, I'm just kind of over the James Bond movies, as I am over superhero movies. I just know how they're all going to end. James Bond doesn't die. And the bad guys die. And yeah, I like movies that surprise the shit out of me. Like The Graduate. What a strange ending to that movie. Have you seen that one? Or what was it called? Midnight Cowboy with Dustin Hoffman, and he just dies in the bus at the end. I mean, I just love that. I know it's a little morbid, but you never saw it coming. I love movies with surprise endings like that. I know how all the superhero and James Bond movies are going to end. So what do I got to pay $15 for? I know it. I mean, it's probably worth seeing Daniel Craig without a shirt on, though. Let's be real. A nurse thought she was being hypnotized at work and made to fart. It's one of the weirdest titles I've ever come across. I had to cover this. A nurse has unsuccessfully attempted to sue her employer after claiming she was secretly hypnotized at work, causing her to fart against her will. Seems like a strange thing to make someone do. I wonder if she has a case here. Let's get into the story. This nurse insisted she was suffering from unwelcome gastrointestinal disturbances at work, including, oh no, the dreaded flatulence. Oh yes, I've been suffering from flatulence. Have you ever met anyone in real life that calls it flatulence? Seems just like a very silly word. So she claims she's suffering from this unwelcome stomach disturbance at work. Well, I mean, what's your schedule like over there? I mean, at what point do you have coffee? Because I notice after I have coffee, I might have a little rumbling down there, and it's usually the sign that I need to go to the bathroom. Coffee kind of keeps me regular in that way, right? So are you having coffee at the beginning of your shift and then and experiencing these things? I'm just saying, I mean, it's highly unlikely someone's hypnotizing you and making you fart. That seems like a strange way to misuse the hypnotic skills. If I could hypnotize somebody, I'm not making them fart. I'm making them give me all their money. Okay, so some sort of tribunal heard her claim. She claimed she was being possessed as well. Her private parts were being attacked. And she was gaslighted through the use of low-frequency sound waves. Now, she's just a paranoid schizophrenic, this lady. I can tell you right away. The nurse blames the perceived paranormal experiences on poor heating and ventilation at the hospital unit she worked at. The staff nurse self-diagnosed herself as being the target of idiometer phenomenon. Idiometer. More like idiot phenomenon. Idiometer phenomenon is a little-known hypnotic concept which is said to make people make movements unconsciously. I've never heard of this. It claims that the bosses became concerned about her mental health and they referred her to an occupational health team. Yeah, that's what they should do. Is you should refer her to an occupational health team for her brain. There's something going on with her. The nurse claims, quote, "I would like to report an observed pattern of likely inappropriate use of hypnosis / idiometer phenomenon in my workplace. In the last 3 months that I've worked in the department, I've experienced odd symptoms, which I think is likely related to the above hypnotic phenomenon. I am a very healthy individual. I do not have any past medical history, but I recently have had various symptoms, including headaches, breathing difficulty, and gastrointestinal disturbances, as I've spoken a lot about, including spasms, anal spasms, and flatulence." Ooh, anal spasms. Usually you have to pay for those, so consider yourself lucky to get them for free via hypnosis. "This also includes having slurs similar to that of being possessed, as in like a paranormal phenomenon. I've also noticed this in some of my patients and colleagues at work. It's very bothersome and distracting to have some paranormal phenomenon all around you at work." All right. We're talking about ghosts here. Do you think a ghost is making you fart? Is that what you think? Imagine being a ghost. You could go anywhere and do anything, and this is what you're going to do, make some nurse fart? I highly doubt it, lady. Although ghosts do seem kind of bored, and they kind of hang around the place that they died. Somehow wearing their old clothes from way back then, that seems weird. I don't understand what ghosts are all about. I can tell you this, though, lady. I'll put all my money on this not being paranormal, and that you have, a health issue. This is very common. Occam's razor, lady. Have you heard of it? Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is always preferred before you jump into paranormalcy. All right. health issues are supremely common. You never had health issues before? Okay, well, you were probably young, all right? No, they're not giving her name or her age, but now she's probably at that age where shit happens, bro. I never had acid reflux. Now I do. Now I sleep on a ramp. I don't walk around going, you know what? I think ghosts are making my acid creep up my esophagus. Please, please, I beg you, don't give this woman money. I'll end on that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A restaurant in Thailand is making waves as flood dining goes viral. Riverside restaurant owner Titty Porn Jutamana. That's his or her name is Titty Porn. I swear to you, it's Titty Porn. T-I-T-I-P-O-R-N. This has got to be the greatest first name I've ever heard in my life. Wow, I'm so glad I jumped into this one. Titty Porn. I just want to be friends with a titty porn. That's a great name, man. Titty Porn Jutamanan was convinced that a bout of flooding in Thailand could be the end of a business already struggling from the pandemic. I'm going to guess it's Titty Porn's restaurant business. Now, you wouldn't imagine someone with the name Titty Porn would be running a restaurant. You'd imagine it was like a strip club, right? Just call it, just name it after yourself. Hey, you guys going to Titty Porn's tonight? I sure am going to Titty Porn's. Okay, so with the rising tide of a river in Thailand called the Chao Phraya, man, hit me with these hard words. I'll tell you what I can pronounce. Titty porn, easy. Okay, so there's rising tides of a river. It came this week, very unexpectedly, apparently. And it created an opportunity. Instead of closing for the floods, Titty Porn's restaurant is making huge waves in Thailand. I'd imagine his restaurant's pretty popular anyways, just because his name is Titty Porn. Like, if who doesn't want to hang out with a titty porn? I'm going to Titty Porn's restaurant, you know? Okay, so his restaurant is staying opened. Open up for customers who are actually reveling in shin-deep flood dining. And the thrill of avoiding the rush of water set off as boats go by as well. Oh, great. So you're eating and you're up to your knees in water, and then a boat goes by, and now you're up to your face in water. How exciting. You have no idea even if your meal is going to be washed right off your table or not. Will I be able to finish it or will I drown? This is very exciting eateries. There's some pretty dynamic eateries out there, like the blind restaurants. Have you heard of those? There's also a restaurant where they pair you up with another diner who's a stranger and you guys punch each other in the face between appetizers. That's a restaurant. No, it isn't. I made it up. Here's a quote from Titty Porn. Oh, quoting Titty Porn. I've always wanted to. Customers absolutely love the waves. Yes, they do. They love the waves. They love my name and the waves. What I thought would be a crisis, by the way, the flooding turned into quite an opportunity. Good for you, Titty Porn. I'm glad you're thriving off this flooding. Viral videos on social media show customers sitting on drenched chairs, taking mouthfuls of food as boats whiz by and then moving out of the way as the waves hit. Can you imagine? You grab your plate and have to stand up because a boat goes by. Wow. This is crazy. I don't know if I would eat like this, but maybe. It depends on the price. I'm not paying extra for this experience. I would pay half of what I would at a comfortable restaurant to have this experience. You're going to get a good video out of it, of course. And then you get to meet Titty Porn, which is just amazing. Now, it says here about 30 provinces total in Thailand have been hit by the flooding in the recent weeks as the famous river rises through Bangkok. Titty Porn's business was forced to close during the pandemic, but she's glad she decided to brave the floods. It's a lady. Titty Porn's a woman, as it should be, I'd imagine. I don't know why I thought it was a guy. How terrible of me. I apologize, everybody. That's awful of me to assume it was a guy. No, it's a woman, Titty Porn. I apologize, Titty Porn. Oh, man, I want to be friends with Titty Porn. Do I have any listeners in Thailand? You guys have got to go here to her restaurant and eat. And we got to, man, you got to link me up with Titty Porn. This is amazing. What other sort of offbeat restaurants could you have around natural disasters? You could probably put like a restaurant right at the rim of a volcano. You know, you got to move your table around as the lava flows through. That'd be kind of exciting. Nah, maybe not. Very dangerous. We've got some more quotes from Titty Porn. We'll end on these quotes. Not only do they love the atmosphere and the barbecue pork and the view of the sunset, the flood became an additional unique factor. I feel so lucky. The customers love it. The flood wasn't a challenge for them to come. Oh, they cheer and laugh as their wooden stools are knocked over by the water that breaches the restaurant. It's a fun challenge. You don't know if you'll get washed away somewhere while eating. She is owning it. Titty Porn is owning it. I love it. Oh, a restaurant during flooding. This is just, man, some people just don't take no for an answer. Man, I just love, love, love people that do things like this. It takes Wit AF News to make a thing go right. Wit AF News is out of sight. You guys know it. Shout out to old school hip hop tracks. I love them. They make my life enjoyable. Do you guys got a favorite old school hip hop jam? Please email me and tell me what it is. Send me the video. I'll listen to it. Or send me the track. I'll listen to it. My email is funnyjones@gmail.com. Yeah, send it on over, man. I want to hear some Eric B. and Rakim. Whatever you're into. Big Daddy Kane. Are you just like, are you Biggie? Are you all about Biggie? Jay-Z? What about that? Anyways, you guys are wonderful, by the way. Thanks for putting up with me. And making it all the way to the outro shows extra commitment, by the way. Because you know I'm going to say some boring shit right about now. And you're just going to stick right through it. And I appreciate that. What's he going to say that's so boring? He's never boring. Yes, yes, I am. Believe it or not, I'm extremely boring. Check it out, man. You got to look at my Patreon. Okay, I put some cool shit in there today. All right. And if you join the Patreon, you get your name on the wall. You hear it? That wall right there of my closet. Don't you want your name on the closet wall? Yes, of course you do. Having your name on the closet wall is like, it's like a badge of courage. Not badge of courage. It's like a badge of some kind of badge. I don't know. Well, you know who's getting on the wall? Denise O. There's no last name. It just says O. Unless her last name is O. It's Denise O. Denise. Join the Patreon. I got the email this morning. I was super pleased. I'm about to put her name on the wall as well. Take a photo, post it in the Patreon. That's what we do. Denise, thank you so much for joining the Patreon. Please go on a deep dive into the extra weird shit that I got in the Patreon. You're going to like it. You really are. There's a lot of stuff in there. Some of it you can skip over if it's not for you. For instance, I don't know, sometimes I'll post like, hey guys, you should watch this weird anime movie. Maybe you're not into anime, so skip it. Sometimes I'll be like, hey guys, did you see this weird thing that happened in the world of sports? Skip it if you don't like it. I do a lot of follow-ups on stories that I've already done. As an example, I did a story about dancing grannies last week. And today I posted a video of a very famous dancing granny in China. She's the hip-hop dancing granny. That's what she's known as. They made a small miniature documentary about her, and I put it in the Patreon because I thought it was pretty funny and cool. And I actually enjoyed her very much. This woman doesn't give a shit. She just dances her ass off the hip-hop all over China. To stay young and to stay happy. And I just like people like that. I also like you, Denise, and I want to give you a big thanks, a big virtual hug. There you go. And thanks for joining the Patreon. Welcome aboard. You're a patron. A patron of the arts. Yes, you are. Do you think Daniel Craig would join the Patreon? Anybody know Daniel Craig? Tell him I love him. I think he's a fantastic human being. What else? I guess that's about it. If you guys would like to call the show, 646-450-2012. Oh, to join the Patreon, I forgot to say, go to patreon.com/weirdafnews or weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner or download the Patreon app, P-A-T-R-E-O-N app, and do a search for Weird AF News Podcast and you'll find me. You'll see the logo. It's the same logo that I use for the show. I love you guys very, very much. Tomorrow's Friday, so it's Florida Friday. Send me those Florida articles, the links to the Florida articles to my email or my Twitter, which is at Funny Jones, or my Instagram, which is at Funny Jones. We'll do a good Florida Friday story episode for you tomorrow. Well, I'll try to. All right. Have a good night.